Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF, and we do have in studio now for you today, as we have said earlier, he's going to be in around 8:10. It is 8:10 right now. We have a Virgil Peck in studio. Good morning, Mr. Peck. How are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Kyle. I'm doing just great. I'm recovering somewhat from yesterday's ball game. My Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know if you remember or not, but Saturday was 50 years ago that we won a Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. There we go.
And so, you probably don't remember, but I do.
I remember it as in I've read and watched stories about it and stuff, but obviously I wasn't alive then. So,
Well, I watched that game from start to finish, and I remember Lenny Dawson and Otis Taylor, Mike Garrett scoring, Jan Stenerud kicking a lot of field goals, but... Man, 50 years is a long drought, so I'm excited. I think we got a good shot this year.
And that
year.
Was against the Pack, right?
That was against the Vikings.
The other one the Chiefs played, they did play against the Pack, correct?
First Super Bowl before it was actually called a Super Bowl.
Right. It was just called the AFL-NFL championship game, I think it was called. Yep. So, hey, we could have a rematch of it, though, this year. So
I thought that would be cool if Minnesota could. But, whether it's the Pack or Minnesota or San Francisco, I don't care. We're going to beat who we play.
There you go. gotta love the confidence. But again, the Chiefs will be hosting the AFC Championship game on this Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. It'll be exciting, definitely for sure, because the Titans, they do not look like a number six seed right now.
No, so, they're playing impressive.
They are.
The number three and the number one seed, and of course, Chiefs are number two. But
they made Lamar Jackson, who was probably going to be the regular season MVP. They made him look very pedestrian on Saturday. So, anyway, this is not sports talk.
No.
It just happens sometimes. But a few things you did want to talk about. And the big story as of right now that you'd like to talk about, Montgomery County is going to be getting a new sheriff. And it's not going to be elected right now, but it's going to be kind of like an appointment as of right now. And there is a replacement convention that happens. And when, where, and Where does that happen at?
Okay, well, a lot of this is set by Kansas statute, which you had mentioned that the Kansas legislature jumps into session today. They'll gavel in at 2 o'clock. They've got a couple retirement speeches. A little note of interest, one of the legislators in the House was elected mayor of Wichita.
Okay.
And so he's going to, of course, resign his seat, but he'll give a farewell speech. And then you also had a story earlier today that there's a new senator in Johnson County. And the current senator, she's not actually resigning until Wednesday, which is interesting why she didn't do it sooner. But I'm sure she wants to give a farewell speech to her colleagues. But they'll kick off. But the Kansas statutes do set most of the guidelines as far as replacing an elected official. And some of it is party rules. But to answer your question about when, where, so forth, as Montgomery County Republican chairman, it falls on my shoulders to make certain that this happens. And so I have called a convention for January the 23rd, which is a Thursday, a week from this coming Thursday. We will meet at 7 o'clock in the evening. We will be at Four County on West Main in Independence, in the lower level. They've got a nice meeting room there. And so that is when the convention will take place. And now this, by the way, Kyle, is a party function. It's not a public function. However, as county chair and a former legislator, I believe we should do everything transparent and in public. So this will be open to the public. Of course, there's going to be limited availability as far as seating, and so people might have to stand around some depending on how many show up. But it will be a public meeting, and it will be decided by those who are duly elected or appointed precinct committee men and women, which a lot of people, Kyle, don't even know what that means,
right?
or what that stands for. But this is not just specific to Montgomery County. It would be any Kansas county, whether it's Republican or whether it's a Democrat. But in Montgomery County, we've got, approximately 53 precincts. So each precinct can have and should have a Republican precinct committee man and committee woman, as well as Democrat. So we could have around 105 persons voting. Sadly, not all precincts are filled. And so we're going to have about 50 persons, about half of the number, that will be making the attending the convention and making the selection in Montgomery County for replacing our sheriff.
And who is eligible to run for this vacant position? Is the acting sheriff allowed to run for, or could he be appointed? And how are they eligible?
Well, our acting sheriff, I'm confident, will not try. And, of course, he wouldn't stand a chance of winning after what has happened. But he was officially removed a week ago today from office. And, oh, by the way, on that, when the county chair of the party, which myself, is notified of the vacancy, Kansas statute gives me 21 days to convene a convention. So we're well within that 21 days of the official notification. But who's eligible? Any Montgomery County resident. Of course, we will select a Republican. Our sheriff was a Republican sheriff, and so we will pick a Republican person. And so anyone who wishes to fill that position, and we'd like to see him have some qualifications as far as law enforcement and so forth, can apply for that. And actually, they don't apply. That was a bad choice of words, Kyle. They campaign for it. They probably will be contacting the precinct committee men and women, which is public record who is precinct committee men and women, but they will contact them and ask for their support. I have no idea. And I've been surprised I've been surprised that no one has so far contacted me as chair and say, hey, I would like to be the next sheriff of Montgomery County. I know there are a couple men out there at least that would like to, but they should be contacting precinct committee men and women and saying, I'd like to be your sheriff. I'd like to have your support when you get together at your convention on the 23rd.
So you said basically any Montgomery County resident could campaign for it, but definitely want a strong background in law enforcement, correct?
That would be preferable. And of course, as precinct committee men and women, we're going to do our best to select a good person for the next Montgomery County sheriff. But yes, if they've got law enforcement background, that would be beneficial. You know, anybody off the street can apply.
Right.
Or not apply. I keep using that word. But
campaign for it.
Right. Absolutely. Or desire that position, maybe is a way
exactly.
to say it.
Exactly. So again, how is it determined when a person or a candidate wins? I mean, basically it's a vote, obviously a vote from the convention. So how does that work?
We will get together. We will gavel in at 7 o'clock. I've put together an agenda. We'll have flag salute, invocation. We'll have instructions for the public because that's one thing, Kyle, I'd mentioned. This is a public event. Even though it is a public event, the public will not be allowed to speak or basically make noise. It's strictly a Republican Party event, so the precinct committee men and women. But a precinct committee man or committee woman will make a nomination of a name for sheriff. Then there will be someone else, a precinct committee man or woman, who will say that they second that nomination. After all nominations are in, which we could only have one, or we could have a dozen.
Right.
I expect two or three. But then the nominator will have an opportunity to make a little 3-minute speech, and it will be timed. If you're a precinct committee man and woman listening and you're going to make a speech, you will be on the clock. So, and I will enforce that time. But they'll make a speech. And then if there are any other nominations, all the nominators will say, this is why I've nominated this person. This is their qualifications. This is why I'd like to see him be sheriff. And then after that, we will allow the nominated candidates to speak for 5 minutes. Introduce themselves, tell whatever they want to tell. Of course, I'm sure they'll tell about their law enforcement background or whatever and why they should be the next sheriff of Montgomery County.
So, and I was actually going to talk about that. It's like, does the person who was nominated, do they get to talk about themselves as well? So as the nominator as well. So it's a pretty good amount of time, 3 minutes for the nominator, 5 minutes for the nominated. And when does the selected person, after the person who's chosen, who is appointed, when does that selected person take office?
Okay, continuing through the process, which, by the way, I forgot to throw in, that we will allow for a Q&A, a question-and-answer time, of the precinct committee men and women. Again, the press cannot speak, the general public cannot speak, but the precinct committee men and women can ask questions of the candidates, and they will be written. We try to be fair. We don't want any gotcha type questions, but and then we will vote. And the voting process is, again, by statute, by Kansas law, we are required when we vote that it is done by secret paper ballot. So that means that no one has to be known exactly how they voted. If we have more than one person running and we vote by secret ballot and no one receives a simple majority, which we will have a tally committee, someone who's actually counts the ballots out of the room. If no one receives a simple majority, the person who got the lowest vote count will be removed. Their name will be removed from consideration. We'll vote again until we eventually get someone who receives a majority of the votes. And then after that person receives a majority of the votes, as county chairman, again by statute, I'm required to officially notify the governor of the results. I have to do that within 24 hours, either in person, or I can designate another person to carry their certificate of nomination to the governor, or send it by registered mail, return receipt. And again, this is all laid out in law. Some of what we do is governed by Republican Party rules, but a lot of it's by law. And then once the governor receives the official certificate notification of nomination, the governor has 7 days to make that appointment to the position. Once the governor has made that appointment to the position, that person will then become the next Montgomery County Sheriff.
So basically, it'll be up to 7 days after the nomination. The nomination is sent to Governor Kelly, and she has basically 7 days to decide whether to accept the appointment or not, or just to say, hey, okay, here it is, and then that person becomes county the sheriff.
Sheriff of Montgomery County, yes, sir. The governor receives the certificate and has 7 days to make the nomination. Now, the governor may decide, I'm not going to do it.
Right.
Well, if the governor does not do it, and I'm sure she will, there's never been any contention in something like this to my knowledge. But if she doesn't make the nomination, then after 7 days, the nominee, the person, the candidate that we nominate, they are considered the sheriff.
Okay.
By law, by statute. So if the governor fails to do it, then they become the sheriff.
So it's basically by, if the governor doesn't respond, it's kind of like with the president. If the president doesn't respond with anything, it goes into law. So
right.
That person basically will, even if the governor doesn't respond after 7 days, that person still becomes the commissioner, the sheriff anyway, because it's basically just saying, hey, yes, I'm accepting this pretty much. It's the same thing, basically.
Absolutely. That's it. And that's the process as laid out in Kansas law. So by the end of this month, January, because it could stretch clear to the 30th if everything is delayed before we have a sheriff. Now, I say that, actually, Kyle, if we don't have a quorum at the convention, which I expect we will, but statute says a quorum is one-third of the elected precinct committee men and women. But if we don't have a quorum, statute says that I have to at the convention make it known we have selected another date and location that has to be within 14 days of the date that we meet. So it could stretch into February. I don't expect any issues. I expect everybody to show up, or at least most precinct committee men and women show up. If they can't show up, they can vote by proxy. We again have an official by statute proxy that they fill out, have notarized, they give to another delegate to cast their proxy for the sheriff vote. But we'll get a sheriff one way or another. We'll make sure that it happens.
Absolutely. So again, this is we're talking to Virgil Peck about the appointment of a Montgomery County sheriff. As we know that previous sheriff. He is no longer allowed to be sheriff. He has to wait up to another year before he can run for another county office again. This is the appointment process to get a new Montgomery County sheriff. It sounds like there's a lot that you're up to, and it sounds like you're going to be really busy for at least the next month.
Well, that's just it. As the privilege, if you will, I put that in quotes, of being the Montgomery County Republican chairman, there are certain responsibilities and there are certain guidelines that I do have to follow. So yes, we're making certain that we do this properly. We want a good sheriff for Montgomery County, because the sheriff, Kyle, can have a real impact on what happens in our county as it relates to law enforcement. They are the top law enforcement official in the county. Mm-hmm. And so we want someone there. But yeah, there are certain hoops we've got to jump through and guidelines that we've got to follow, and we're going to make certain that we follow those guidelines in statute and the guidelines according to the Republican Party rules. And again, of course, we're talking about Republican, but this is the same whether it's the other party, whether it's Democrats. And it's the same whether it's in Montgomery County, Labette County, any other county in the state of Kansas. That's the process.
And like you said, when the meeting happens, it will be open to the public, but the public not allowed to talk, but they're allowed to at least view the process to see what's happening. That way you guys can be completely transparent on this, correct?
That's it. Again, we don't have to, but I am making it open to the public so they can watch and the press can watch and they can take notes. But again, by party rules, doesn't have to be, and by statute doesn't specify it has to be open. But yes, only precinct committee men and women are allowed to address or speak at the convention, and we will have security. I don't expect any issues. Right. This is Montgomery County. We know how to conduct ourselves. But we will have law enforcement security, so if there is any disruption, I will halt the proceedings. I say I will halt the proceedings. That's another little caveat that's interesting. Even though I call the convention together, I make all the official notifications, and I do have to appoint a credential committee, which will make certain that those who are voting are entitled to be voting. First thing we will do is we will select a chairman for the convention, someone who will run the convention. Historically, it's always been the person who calls it. But anyway, should we have any disruption, the proceedings will be halted until such time as the disruption is ended. And if necessary, we have the authority to clear the room of anyone that is not a precinct committee man or committee woman. Don't foresee that. I'm confident that we'll be smooth. We, like I said, we know how to conduct ourselves here in Southeast Kansas.
Exactly. Well, again, Mr. Peck, I appreciate you coming in today, talking about this process. It is a big issue, getting a new county sheriff and getting a new one appointed. And the other question I wanted to ask about is, how long will this appointment take place? Will it take place up until the next election period, or how long will the appointment be for?
Great question, and that is something that the public needs to be aware of. We will be filling the unexpired term of Sheriff Dirks. June the 1st at noon is the filing deadline. So if a person wants to run for Montgomery County Sheriff, they can file to run up till noon on June the 1st. And then I expect there to be a primary, a Republican primary, and we will vote this first Tuesday in August, which is the 3rd or 4th. And then the general election is in November. That's when we will select the sheriff who will take office in January. So this is to fill, basically, the person we select will be sheriff, guaranteed, unless they are removed from office or resign or pass away.
From hopefully not.
That's right, from February to the end of this year, and then there will be an election to fill someone for a full term.
So, again, basically this is just to fill out the rest of former Sheriff Dirk's term. And then, of course, the election will happen and we'll start the process all over. And then the people of Montgomery County will be able to elect who the next sheriff will be. And you never know, the person who gets appointed, they may want to run and get a chance to be elected by the people of Montgomery County.
Most likely, whoever wants to be sheriff now will run for sheriff for a full term. But it will be up to the voters. And that's the beautiful thing, I think, about the way that we handle our democracy in the United States. The voters have the ultimate decision in everything.
Absolutely. Well, again, Mr. Peck, I thank you very much for coming in today, giving us a very in-depth process on how we will appoint our new sheriff here in Montgomery County.
I'm glad to be here. If anyone has questions, I'm happy to answer questions of them. Just contact me, and I'll be glad to answer the process. But we're looking forward to getting this accomplished. We do want to get a new sheriff and move forward, put the past behind us.
And you're welcome to come in anytime, kind of let us, you know, update us on the proceedings and all that good stuff. You're welcome to come in anytime.
Well, so. I appreciate that invitation. I may take you up on it.
All right. Appreciate you coming in today, sir.
Certainly.
All right. That is the chairman of the Republican Party here in Montgomery County, Virgil Peck. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have the students from Field Kinley High School and Roosevelt Middle School to have their announcements for this week. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.